Hiya, it's the Team Talk. I'm Josh Sexton. Jurgen Klopp has just held his pre-Arsenal press conference, and joining me to react to that is a lovely panel of Adam Smith, Damian Cavana, and Fuad Hassan. A few things that Jurgen Klopp discussed in his press conference. He was diplomatic as ever, talking about the Manchester City result last night. We will react to his quotes from that. He talks about Mo Salah's contract and Mo Salah's agent being a biff as well, so we'll get stuck into that. And then we'll talk about the Reds' defensive solidity, because there were some really nice quotes on that. We'll have Andrew Mangan from Arsblog coming up in the second part of the show for the opposition view, and then we'll do our usual team selection and score predictions in the third part. But Adam, I'll come to you first, because we were sort of saying before the show started recording there that it's dead funny whenever I come to record a team talk and Jurgen's put out like a dead impassioned speech, and you're like, oh, you're just hanging off every word. And then he'll occasionally say something like, I only watched 65 minutes of the game against City, of the game against Palace for City, and I was like, you big liar.
Just absolute nonsense, isn't it? And I was thinking there, like, he's, as you say, he was dead diplomatic in his answer, whereas last night I reckon he was doing fist bumps to his wife. Do you know what I mean? Like, proper game. Like the cat sitting there going, what's going on here? Like, really, really getting into it, because I don't understand.
Smashing the Erdingers. Why is it groggy today?
because what he said was, I did it for research. Right, I watched 65 minutes of research. I was like, what do you think happened in the last 25 minutes of a match where you're like, I won't bother watching that. There's nothing going to happen there that I can learn from. I mean,
maybe he knew.
He was just like everyone else, just can't take it. I'm going to switch off, go and do something else for 25 minutes. But yeah, it's funny, I think, that he said that. And the thing is, of course, he's got loads of roles and he's speaking to loads of different people. And I think he would want to get us as fans really excited about the idea of City dropping points. But to the players, he's got to put over the message, quite rightly, that the Arsenal match is the only thing he can think about. And as he also quite rightly said, we're still 4 points behind them. So, yeah, great, fine, they've dropped points, but that means nothing. If we go and lose to Arsenal, it means they've gained a point on us, if anything. So he's got to be... He's got to play those sort of diplomatic games and try and be sensible about it. But at the same time, they've dropped points, you know, and that is a good thing when you're in a title race and basically there's only one other team that can stop you from lifting the trophy. You need them to drop as many points as they have.